The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on a Friday, the 11th of April, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm, her last day of being at
KCNR. We are
going to
miss you.
I miss this place. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to cry, but it's kind of so want. It's hard to say. It's my last day. And
yes. Well, it's almost like, you know, we've been to school together. And you know how it is. Like, you know, you become.
It's graduation.
Yeah. It's graduation.
I feel like it's something even more because I learned how to live my life in America here with you. You educate me with everything, what I know now. You learn me even how to talk. So I really appreciate everything.
You've been tough on Christina, and you wanted us to be tough. I think you, especially where you have come from, you know, it's like, shoot straight with me. Don't, you know, tell me like it is.
It's true, and this is how I feel we got along, because, like, you really treat people with Carl, and it kind of helped me to manage my work here and my life.
I have a tendency to talk straight to people.
So. Like a colonel. Like, no BS. Okay, well, let's get
But you've done great, and you've grown a lot. And we
With your help.
Well, but, you know, it comes from within. That comes from within, Christina. We can offer help, and if you have, and if you don't have the inner strength to do things to change for the good, then it won't happen. So a lot of this is, you know, we're real proud of you because you have grown so much. And that, you know, we're always here. If you ever need call or anything, we're always here.
I will be calling. I'll be reporting how you did.
Okay. We need reports.
Thank you.
So is it going to rain today?
Well, it's currently 56 degrees, and it looks like we're going to have mostly cloudy today. And it looks if we look at it, partly cloudy. According to what the National Weather Service says, is that we do have a little bit on Friday. It looks like we do have a little bit of perhaps showers that can happen today. But it looks also like, again, 77, but 55. So it's a big jump today as you get ready. It's muggy outside. Tomorrow calls for 78. Now look at that with the sunny. So we're going to be hot. There could be gusts up to 21 miles per hour tomorrow. And at nighttime, it looks like they could be up to 22. And on Sunday, it looks like the gusts of wind could be up to 25. So kind of know that as you're going out and about. Sunday's calling for 83. That's our forecast for the weekend. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a locally owned business, veteran-owned business, the Kinney family, and we are so blessed to have them in our life. 365-3793 for all of your gas and propane needs, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Now, with us this morning is our favorite pet of the week, Moment with Katrina and Haven Humane. We thought, because we were watching Channel 7 this morning, that the dog that they were showing is what we were going to see this morning. We almost have a Buford twin.
We do.
All right, we do.
Yeah, I know. Channel 7 does Butte Humane and us, so we share the spotlight.
Oh, okay, I see.
Okay, so that could have been something. Another one.
Yeah.
So
all right.
We got a Buford lookalike.
We do. Her name is Harley, and she has the, like, kind of blonde and white look that Buford does.
Uh-huh.
She has a shepherd mix. She's got the pointy ears, very shepherdy looking in that way. But she's kind of pretty dainty. She's around 50 pounds, so she's not, you know, big, bulky shepherd. Definitely more, like, long and lean.
Has that fawn look.
Yeah, she does. Definitely more of a fawn personality, too. She's very sweet. She just needs a little bit of a confidence boost, I would say. She really likes being around people and getting comfort from people, but I know she's a little unsure sometimes in new situations and just needs a second to kind of acclimate.
She came over here under the table and put her head up, and we scratched ears and got a little lick on my hand. So she's not afraid of people. You know, I mean, that's what I see, you know, and when she found out where she was in here, Linda's over there loving on her. So did she just show up at the shelter?
She did. We don't know anything about her history.
Okay.
So we're just figuring each other out right now. But she's very, very sweet. Mm-hmm. She actually went with us to the farmer's market last week because we're going to start doing an adoption event there once a month.
Yeah.
And she met a lot of people, and she met kids, and she had a really fun time just getting loved on all day.
And she's given her paw to Linda. So, you know, when dogs reach out with their paws, that's a sign of confidence, because if they're not comfortable, they have a tendency to hide their paws.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but she's, so she's laying there. And, oh, and she's made a new best friend. Yeah.
She's
so,
a very sweet and gentle girl.
Yeah, and she looks young. I mean, I know, under two?
We think she's about three.
Three, okay. So, you know, it's funny when you see these dogs, you know, you've obviously been raised by somebody and have had love and, you know, want to, you know, be, you know, be touched and come over and be by somebody. You know, what happens? You know, what's changed in somebody's life that we can just turn their dog loose like this?
Right.
I always wonder about
that.
You know, I mean, I kind of understand about Buford what happened in his background. But when you see these other really nice dogs coming in that, you know, want to be with people, that how somebody could just, I don't know, drive away.
You don't know if somebody was transient. Or somebody died, or somebody had to leave an apartment, somebody gave it to a friend, and the friend, it got out. You just don't know the background. You kind of wish you had a, like you could, you know, tell the story, you know, touch their body and have them do the picture, you know, like you were a seer.
Right.
Well, Harley, as we know, came from Utah, and family was camping, and they got separated. And they lived in California, so Harley made it all the way to California on his own.
He's making a story up.
And like
Katrina's
that?
Like going.
I mean, who knows? You never know.
Does he know that?
She told you.
It's
she whispered
it to
you.
Yeah, it's
she whispered in
a girl named Harley, which is,
well, I knew a girl named Harley once. At least that's what she called herself.
She's very, very sweet, and she's got blonde, she's got fawn eyelashes. So that is unique.
She's very unique.
And I don't know if it's because she's red, but it's not a black nose. She does not have a black nose. On the very top it's not.
Kind
so
of pinkish.
That's her her markings. But she's really a sweet disposition. And so she's a good size. Like that Buford's just probably about 8 pounds heavier than she. And, you know, he's easy to get in the car. He's in the other room until you guys leave. And what we love is that, Katrina, is that that dog greets everybody who comes into the studio, and he's everybody's best friend.
Makes everyone feel welcome.
Yeah.
Yep. And I got a feeling Harley could do the same thing here. Okay, so Harley's adoption rate is?
$75.
$75. And we'll be at some place this weekend or where people can see her?
She was at the farmer's market last weekend, but she'll be at the shelter this week. She might go to PetSmart if she doesn't get adopted today.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good-looking little dog here. This is the kind that, and then she offered her paw to you.
Yeah, she did.
And that, you know, I know that's your weakness.
Yeah, Buford did when we first met, and then she can take a command. I was sure if you had a treat, she knows how to lay down, so she can focus. When you put your hand, finger up, she'll sit. So she's had some training.
Yeah.
She has, and she's very people-focused in that way, where she's very much looking to you to see what, you know, what you're doing next, which is a really good trait.
Okay, so here's a good dog, 50 pounds.
Head of the week.
It's going to fit in with your family. Be a good dog, take on the trails and for kids. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good kid dog, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Katrina, thank you.
Yeah, anything else going on we need to know about?
Our kitten nursery just opened this week.
Okay.
So essentially what you can do, you know, to help out with that is we're always taking donations for the kitten nursery. That's pretty much the only way we're able to do it is through donations of, you know, formula and things like that, because it is for, you know, either newborn kittens or just very young kittens to help them. So if you want to help out, you can always go to havenhumane.org if you're interested in donating, or if you're interested in fostering kittens. That's something we always need as kitten season starts coming around, because we would love to see them, you know, get a little bit bigger in a foster home.
Okay.
Come out a ton.
All right. And you can go online and see the kind of stuff they need and just buy it right there online.
Yeah, we have a wish list.
Yep, they have a wish list. Okay. Thank you so much, Katrina, and good luck, Carly. Yeah. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we've got J.B. Stacy from Red Bluff Roundup.
Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Daryl Worley, Mark Wills are coming to Wind River Resort and Casino on April 18th. You won't want to miss Daryl Worley performing his top hit, I Miss My Friend. Alongside Mark Wills singing 19-something. One night, two performers. Tickets starting at just $50. Must be 21 to attend. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Follow your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Big Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime, with all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt
Okay, that's our last head bobbing. The other producers don't.
We get that. Do we need to put that in the traffic that every morning when we come out of the 7:15 break?
So actually, here's a note I just wrote.
Just write a note to everybody so that, you know, always remind us of Christina.
Yeah.
Christina's last day. She's moving on up to Oregon. We keep them for a couple years, nurture them, give them a great start, and then they leave us.
We give them guff. They have to learn how to be able to.
Yeah, that's what we give them a bad time so they can handle.
It should be called guff enough to wear pink.
There you go.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, founded about 18 years ago. Four brand great service, same great people. So it's going to be transparent in the change, except it'll say Plumas instead of Cornerstone. And it's still the Cheers of banks. They know your name when you go in. For more information, check out bankcornerstone.com. And we're here with J.B. Stacy, who is general manager of the Red Bluff Roundup, and that's starting...
Actually, it starts on Wednesday with Slack, but next Wednesday. But we have an army of people coming out today. The fairgrounds are allowing us to get out there a little early so we can start working the ground up and getting ready. And it really started 364 days ago.
Oh, but, yeah, it starts the next day, doesn't it?
It does.
103 years.
104.
Wow. We're in the 104.
We are in the
104. Wow.
Isn't that something? 104 years.
Can you imagine?
It's not your just regular dirt.
Well, it can be.
It can.
But, so for us, it's difficult to get the dirt right for the 7 or 8 events that we have. If it was just a barrel race, or if it was just a team roping, or just a rough stock event, you could work the dirt and bring in loam, or you could bring in material that would be specific for those type of events. But because we have so many events, and, you know, it's tough. I've been around, you know, you go to Santa Maria. Santa Maria has great dirt. It depends on the loamy and the sand and that sort of thing. So we do the best with what we can do in the Frank Moore Arena.
Well, because, you know, people don't realize is that, like you said, barrel racers prefer a certain kind, and then your rough stock, all this, you know what I mean? So, but keeping it balanced and keeping it so it's fair to everybody is also part of it too, keeping it raked and all this.
I need to ask a question because, you have this long history with Red Bluff. When you said the John Moore Arena. Frank Moore Arena. Yep. Forgive me. Tell us about Frank Moore.
Oh, wow. I mean, we could spend a day, just 24 hours talking about
Well, they
about
named an
Frank
arena
Moore.
After him, and I think we'd all love to know when we're in that arena, it was named after this gentleman because.
So Frank Moore and late Frank Moore and his wife, Barbara, their love for Tama County and Red Bluff and all things Red Bluff ran very deep. Frank loved the Red Bluff Roundup, multi-generational. You know, he's got nephews that are out there working with us, John Moore and Rod Moore. But his desire just to do so many things and get volunteers to come out and build the skybox and build the bleachers and, you know, whatever it was to do to save money. Because back in the day when they were excited to make $20,000 or $30,000 at the end of the day, it was Frank Moore leading that charge. And although we've had some great presidents over the years, Frank Moore was an emeritus president and one that we're all proud of. And so the board of directors and the group got together, and I don't remember how many decades now, or they decided to name the arena for Frank Moore.
Okay, so now we know.
That's just great.
Yeah, so, because you don't think about it,
right?
Oh, it's Frank Moore Arena, but why? So that's why he was a standout president.
Literally, blood, sweat, and tears from Frank Moore in that arena.
I mean, we can understand Dale Earnhardt, you know, like why it was named, or you know, the trackway or the raceway of some particular place is named after him. But that's nice to know about a local legend.
Sure. So, kind of a story with that, and bring it to the future and today, if you come down there and you see the bucking chutes. So we all kid about Frank Moore and his relationship with Kevin Brunimer and Foothill Ready Mix when they were pouring the footings for the old bucking chutes that were there for, we figure, 50 years or so. There could have been 3 yards of concrete in one of the footings and 5 yards in another and 2 yards in another. So when Outback Construction came in there and removed the old bucking chutes, there was a number of different sized boat anchors out there that were piled up in the arena. So, but that's what Frank did. He just called on favors and people just rallied around him came out there and, you know, did those things. Like I said, the skybox would not have been there unless it was Frank Moore and his team.
Well, there's a lot of things going to be going on. Now you've got an unveiling of something, of a special.
Sure, yes.
A special unveiling, special. Yeah.
And we talked briefly about it the last time I was here, but, so this year we're going to, our very first inductee into the Red Bluff Roundup Hall of Fame was the late great Cotton Rosser, and we did him separately. He was number one, he was there by himself. So our second animal, but is probably number one in least Tama County and Red Bluff is Red Rock. And, yesterday we received Red Rock and he is proudly displayed on Antelope Boulevard. We're actually having an unveiling, tomorrow at 4 o'clock and, he will be honored and, a number of reasons why, you know, obvious, but number seven, this will be our seventh inductee and his number was 007. So just all ties in together.
Oh, okay. So, you know, Red Rock, of course, the famous bucking bull that, it was rodeo famous here. And then, the big battle between Lane Frost and Red Rock.
Yeah. So the battle of champions or the challenge of champions as it was, Mike Growney and, John Growney and, got together and Donnie Kish's bulls, Red Rock, and they were both Lane Frost and Red Rock were champions in the late 80s, and so they just brought the two of them together, and I don't remember how many. I think Lane
was five. Wasn't there five of them?
Well, there were seven altogether during the competition, but I think Lane was on them three or four times and got bucked off, but Red Rock had over 300 outs without anybody riding him, and as it turned out, you know, Lane finally figured it out and end up winning the 7-4-3. But it was a great story. It's one that we're proud to be able to share in the museum. We have a area just designated to Red Rock and Lane Frost and their story.
And John's coming on next week, is he not?
Yes.
I believe he's scheduled.
John will be here. I think
tearing up talking about it. It's great. It's just the emotion of just the remembrance of and the honor.
Well, and congratulations to John Ground. Yes. He'll be inducted to the Reading Hall of Fame this year.
That's right. He is. Red Rock got inducted last year. So, you know, JB, you know, 104 years, and that's not by accident. And I want to talk about that when we come back from this break. That's not an accident when you have an event that brings in hundreds of thousands of people by now. Who knows? Maybe a million people by now. Over the years and through all the changes our country has seen and still going strong. So let's talk a little bit about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. This is a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now for both full-time and part-time. A variety of backgrounds, experience levels, competitive benefits, 401ks, tuition reimbursements, all of this out at Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com and click careers on the main menu. And we'll be right back with JB Stacy and Red Bluff Roundup.
It says right here.
Like a daisy through old sidewalk cracks. Yeah,
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria.
You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Reading Rodeo is back in Buckin' on the River, May 14th through 17th. Celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Reading Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at ReadingRodeo.com before they're gone. Reading Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Daryl Worley, Mark Wills are coming to Wind River Resort and Casino on April 18th. You won't want to miss Daryl Worley performing his top hit, I Miss My Friend. Alongside Mark Wills singing 19-something. One night, two performers. Tickets starting at just $50. Must be 21 to attend. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lundebot. 11th of April, 7:35 in the morning, 57 degrees out there. Might get a little rain today. We're here with the Red Bluff Roundup and the general manager out there, J.B. Stacy, and 104 years, and it's prospered through 104 years. Yes, wars, sir. Depression, all of this.
Yep.
Why? Why do you think?
Well, Lynn and I were talking during the break. It's the community, and I can't express enough the gratitude that that we have, the Red Bluff Roundup and the committee has to the community. If it wasn't for that, whether it's the support through the volunteers or the support from our sponsors, the spectators, you know, just if 14 people get together and just want to put on a rodeo, and you know, where does all the money come from?
And people don't realize how. I mean, you make money during a rodeo, but that money's spent.
Absolutely,
that's for next year's rodeo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you know, we always tell people we kind of run it. It's a for profit business at this time, but we run it as a nonprofit because whatever we make goes back into the prize money. It goes back into the arena. It goes back into our volunteers. It goes back to prize money, and our community. Whether it's helping, I'm going to say quote unquote volunteers that come, they come and volunteer, but we tend to gravitate and pay them a little bit of money or make donations to those organizations. So we have a laundry list, and we were talking about Kelly Dolling. She's our volunteer coordinator. She's done an amazing job in getting so many wonderful groups, and they're not just groups that are one year and out. They're long-term commitments from these organizations because it's a great partnership, knowing that we can count on them to come back and volunteer and do the ushering or selling tokens or whatever that might be, and they know that we're going to make a donation towards their organization. So,
well, that's a good way to do it. You know, they're helping us out, and we can help you out. And
absolutely,
a lot of them are nonprofits, like you said, or they're service clubs, mm-hmm, and they can always use some help. Now,
let's not forget. Let me just a little side note here is that when you're putting on an event, the days of like let's just throw up a barn, mm-hmm, and put on an event, because that's what your energy tells you. But then we realize we're in the state of California, and we have to pay insurance,
mm-hmm,
and we have to pay
permits,
this, and then we have to pay. And people don't realize what it really takes to have the final picture in this day and age, and then to be able to have the patience and the leadership. And so I commend those people who stated it in the long run, because it's changed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it's amazing to see, you know, the John Treads, who's our president, you know, he's been volunteering there for 50 years.
Man.
And, you know, he's a fourth, I believe, and now he's got his son. So five generations of Treads have been involved. But that's multi-generational. We talked about the Moores. Paul Wood, he's multi-generational. We've got people that have just been there, not because they love it, because of the family and the connections that they've had for decades.
And continuing the tradition, you know, things do change in time, you know, like, of course, taxes and insurance and the things that can laden one, or lead an organization. But the fact is that you work hard, you try to figure it out, your community comes together, and the tradition, I mean, that's what rodeo is more than anything else. The tradition of prayer, the tradition of the national anthem, and then you guys have this wild ride. So let's share with our listeners a little bit more about the one and only wild ride.
Sure. So if we're dedicated to 25 years of Wild Ride, although it's a 26th year. That thing called COVID caused us to miss a rodeo. So we talked about wars and things like that, but COVID.
Isn't it funny how the only thing that got us was a kind of a.
Anyway.
Trying to be PC about it, right?
Okay, yeah. I know. There's like five words that went through my mind, yeah, that I couldn't even say.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on.
Speaking about Wild Ride. Yeah, so the Wild Ride, we're celebrating 25 years of that. So if you come out, it's black and silver. And like I joke, I'm not a Raiders fan. It's because we're trying to do the black and silver. And so you see the program, it'll be a black and white showing a Wild Rider from last year. The back numbers are silver. The drink tokens this year are going to be a silver color. So everything is kind of to celebrate the Wild Ride. And I mentioned the last time I was on, again, Frank Moore and his good friend and, of course, the late great Cotton Roster. They were the ones that came up with the idea to fill in the program, and it's just stuck. And it's been an amazing thing. And although it's tried to be duplicated in other events, and we love the fact that people are trying to do it other places. But you talk to the Cowboys, the contestants, and the fan base out there, they're like, nobody does it better than the Red Bluff does.
Okay, and this is for people that don't know. What's a wild ride? I thought every time you got on an animal, it was a wild ride. No.
Sure.
No. So tell everybody what the wild ride is.
And it's before the after party because, so the wild ride's at the after party, too.
That's true.
Anyways, the wild ride, we take 10 contestants. They sign up, volunteer, to get on Bronx, and they can use a bronc, a rope, or we've had a couple use bull riders get on with their bull rope on them, and they dress up in just amazing costumes. We had Barbie last year. Elvis has made an appearance.
Yes.
Shrek
was last year. This year, the Easter Bunny will probably make a presence out there. Yeah, it's been amazing. I was thinking about five different names too that I probably couldn't say.
Well, the thing too is that
Forrest Gump,
the horse. Forrest ran all the way across the arena.
That was hilarious.
He just kept running just like him. Yeah. I mean, it was the other thing too is the horses just don't come out. The horses have been riders will be silly stringed, and but they'll be like talcum powder or baby powder on the horse's rear end.
So we don't use baby powder for many reasons, but into those. But we use flour. Silly string is being shot out there, and it's just an amazing fun time. And what's really cool, if you're standing in the arena looking back towards these Cowboys and the judges and just everybody associated, there's just grins from ear to ear, and it's just a good time for the Cowboys to get out there and just kind of, they've competed for 3 days, and it's just a good time for them to say, we're going to have some fun right now. And then the fans that are up in the skybox, you're looking at them, just the laughter and, people grabbing their bellies because they're laughing so hard. It's just a great event, and it's a great way for us to just end our rodeos each year. And, it's going to be
like
an amazing
event. They're riding in costume. There's clouds of flour coming out of the chute. They're riding, but it's hard to ride sometimes when you're in a costume that covers your entire body.
Absolutely. We've had them where they wear the full head gear and everything. It's amazing that these guys can see what's going on. I'd invite people to go. I know YouTube is not always the best thing, but go onto YouTube and just look up Red Bluff Roundup Wild Ride, and there is a great video that we had shot from last year that's that'll give you a really good sense of what it's about.
It is. And two of them are rolling around in the arena. I remember that. We're playfully wrestling out there.
Yeah.
So
Shrek and Donkey had a little wrestling.
So now that we have, you've got 2 daytime.
Yes.
So you've got one night.
Why don't we break here and we can go through
find out
all
if there are tickets still left for people. And I know that here at
8:15. We're giving away Friday, Saturday, and Sunday tickets.
We have
two
a competition.
For each night. Yep, got all the
a big list of names. And so at 8:15, we'll do, like you said, the first caller will get
his choice.
His choice, and that's how it's going to work.
That's right. Okay.
We're excited about that.
We're here with J.B. Stacy from the Red Bluff Roundup, which is it's already kind of kicked off already, but the events start next week, the largest 3-day rodeo in the country.
Yes.
Yeah, in the country, right here in Red Bluff, California. We'll be right back.
So, I'm looking up.
And that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th, so update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com.
I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm honored to bring world-class breast cancer care right here to Reading at Fowler Oncology. With expertise in advanced surgical techniques, including skin-sparing and nipple-sparing mastectomies, oncoplastic surgery, and hidden scar techniques,
I focus on achieving the best possible medical and cosmetic outcomes for my patients. I also specialize in benign and malignant disorders of the breast and high-risk screening and genetic counseling, helping women to make informed decisions about their health. At Valor Oncology, you won't see a rotating door of doctors. You'll see the same expert team who truly knows your history and walks with you through every step of your journey. Your care is personal to us because we are part of this community just like you. If you or a loved one needs breast cancer treatment, ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because you deserve the best. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted and ready, focused on you.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Are you all ready for a good time, for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
Get ready for a weekend of classic cars, hot rods, and rockin' tunes. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine. Saturday, April 19th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. All ages are welcome. Come on down and bring the family. Spaces are limited for show cars. Hope to see you there. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale. Featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m. And the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hey, welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. We're talking Red Bluff Roundup. It's already started, but the big Roundup Rodeo doesn't start till next Friday. So you still got time for tickets, and they have tickets available for Friday and Sunday.
Saturday's
been sold out for a while. But there's still room for tickets on Friday and Sunday. And of course, we're going to be drawing three names here today for tickets for Friday or Saturday or Sunday. And we'll be explaining that in the next hour. But we're here with JB Stacy, who's general manager out there. And there is just so many moving parts.
104 years for the Red Bluff Roundup, the largest three-day rodeo in America.
And this is your third year as being the general manager out there.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, and you were in the banking industry? Did I get that wrong?
I was. I was in the finance and banking for 30 years. In fact, you led in with Cornerstone, and I was actually the first employee of Cornerstone.
Is that right?
I was hired on, and Bill Ellison and I, we helped put that application together and
get Cornerstone off the ground.
And now they're going to merge them with Plumas, yeah. Which is another kind of another community bank.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Out of Gridley or something like that.
Actually, they're out of Quincy.
Quincy. Okay. Yeah. So that's interesting. So, and then, and of course, you've been associated with the Roundup for decades, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then they decided to go general manager.
Yeah, so actually the first general manager was James Miller, and his wife, Nellie Miller, world champion barrel racer out of Cottonwood.
Yeah.
So James Miller was the first general manager that was hired on, and he took the Roundup just to that next level.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, getting the sponsorship dollars up so we can increase our payouts and just do some different things and keep us up there, so we get our television, Cowboy Channel live, you know, live or live streaming. And anyways, he just took us to that next level, and then James received an offer that he couldn't refuse, and, it was a short manhunt to find somebody else to fill in, and I was given the opportunity, this, like I said, this will be my third rodeo. I've already done three circuit finals in Red Bluff, which we also host there by the Red Bluff Roundup.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, a lot of times it's, you know, the committees that put on these. Well, to me, the committees are the backbone of rodeo.
Absolutely.
And they don't get enough attention or accolades that they should, because it's volunteers. It's almost always volunteers. But we found, too, when you bring in a general manager, it takes you to that next level, you know, because of the expertise because everybody else has a job they've got other things they have to do, but they still are given an inordinate amount of time, you know, making sure it comes off. So,
sure.
Having somebody like you as the point of contact that everybody can come to, that everybody knows that they can reach you. And from both sides, from both the Roundup people and the PRCA people and the contractor people and the vending people.
Yeah, just having somebody just kind of be there and be that lead.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything can come in. You know, Reno Rodeo with George Combs, he's the general manager there. We have Cindy Schoenholtz here in Reading.
Yeah. Cindy's made a big impact.
Yeah, so you're seeing more and more rodeos look towards having that general managers and literally having the boots on the ground every day. You know, that's my job, is to make sure the Red Bluff Roundup continues to be successful. And it's, I want to say it's easy, because I don't want all my bosses to think I don't do anything else, but it makes it a lot easier when you have 14 dedicated committee people, and then they go out and get 200, 300, 400 other volunteers to be dedicated to the Red Bluff Roundup. So it's a great job. I love just being that person to bring everybody together so we can put together the 104th and so on.
And the largest three-day rodeo in America. And, I mean, when people look at it, when they talk added money, because you'll see an added money, can you explain what added money is to a rodeo?
Sure. So the rodeos, the contestants come and they put in their money. You know, they pay to play. But the committees will pay their added money. So to each event, they put in $1,000. $5,000. The Red Bluff Roundup puts in a little over $20,000 per event. You're looking at, and with team roping, there's two, so they both get the same amount of money. So there's basically nine. You do the math, and then you bring in the entry fees, and that's where you come up with a $350,000+ dollars. So.
And when you're paying $350,000 plus. And then you get a lot of competitors that come in.
We do.
They get a chance.
Yeah, we get. Well, this year we had over 700. I received the list of competitors or contestants last week, and was going through the names, and you know, same thing with Reading, and I mentioned Reno Rodeo, and mm-hmm. Clovis is after us, and those iconic type rodeos, you get the big names, you get the Wrights, you know, you get the RC Landinghams. And,
oh yeah.
So,
oh yeah, the Wrights have been over with you all. They've they rolled through Reading and RC, of course, local boy.
Sure.
That does well, and the fact is that if rodeo's not, if you don't have prime stock and you don't have a well organized event, you're not going to have these competitors come in, because there's too many others out there.
Absolutely.
That you're competing with.
Absolutely. We're lucky enough we're early on. There aren't a lot of other rodeos that are on top of us. San Angelo has a great rodeo in Texas, and their final is on top of our rodeo. However, we have agreements, and we can work around, especially for the Rust Stalkers. You know, they'll go and compete at one rodeo, grab their gear, drive to the airport, and fly to Red Bluff to be on another, you know, their next bucking bull or bronc the next day. And
yeah, people don't realize how, I mean, these competitors are on aircraft. Some of them, if they've done well enough, have their own aircraft.
Sure.
And they're on the road all the time where they could, you know, like you said, they'll be at Red Bluff one day and in Texas the next.
Sure. And yeah. There's actually Cowboys Rust Stock riders that will hit two rodeos in a day if they're close enough, you know, if they're four or 5 hours apart. And that's the thing. The committees work well with the contestants because we want to give them every opportunity to compete and win that money. And so a guy might be out in the morning or 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon and can drive and make a 7 o'clock performance. They'll do that. So.
Well, and the other thing too is the quality of stock. It's so important.
It is. And we spend a lot of time on that. We're fortunate enough to have three really great rodeo stock contractors here just locally with Jeff Davis and Four Star out of Cottonwood. Mm-hmm. We've got Tim Bridwell and Bridwell Pro Rodeos in Red Bluff. Uh-huh. And, of course, Cotton Rosser, but now Reno Rosser and the Rosser family with their Flying U and Rosser Rodeo out of Marysville, Yuba City area. So, you know, they send NFR quality stock every year. But then we also have to look out, and we try to bring the best for the best. And so we have Brookman Rodeo or the C5 Rodeo. You know, they're coming all the way from Canada, some of these stock contractors. And it's amazing how all the pieces can come together.
Well, JB, thanks so much for joining us, David. Okay, we've got to give a shout-out to Danny and Debbie Marshall.
Yeah.
They've been coming to the Red Bluff Roundup for 63 years,
man.
Straight in four generations.
Jeez. Yeah.
Jack and Doris Marshall, Danny's parents, they instilled it in their family, and it's going into the fourth or fifth generation now with Ross and Rachel, you know, or the kids of Danny and Debbie, and then their kids, so great-great-grandkids. Yeah, it's pretty awesome, and it's a great. There's a great article in our program about them. So
good. Okay.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we'll see you definitely at the Think Pink Luncheon on Tuesday of next week. And make sure for our listeners to tune in here at 8:15 when we start to do. We've had a whole 2 weeks now of having our listeners call in to be on the list to be selected for those. Actually, they're hard to get Roundup tickets right now.
We have two tickets for Saturday night that's been sold out. So, but you're going to have those tickets. And then, that'll happen in the next hour. And the Red Bluff Roundup kicks off officially. I mean, things are going on now. And like you said, tomorrow you're unveiling the statue of Red Rock.
Mm-hmm. And I see on Facebook him in the air.
Yes.
Oh, being loaded on that semi.
Yeah. Myers Cranes.
Yeah.
Myers Cranes came down and helped us out and lifted him into the air and got him set for us yesterday.
Somebody's like he's writing. Somebody's writing him.
Yeah. Well, he's yeah. Right. Well, thanks a lot, JB. And we're going to be there, and as our tens of thousands of other people are going to be joining us, our best friends out there. If you have not been to the Red Bluff Roundup, there are still tickets left for Friday and Sunday. And do yourself a favor. It's Friday night, and it's just a great time. And, the event is very well done. You've got things going on. You've got horse races. You have mule races going on during the rodeo right in front of you. It's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back with our legal hour.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It is another dose of encouraging news for the U.S. economy as a second measure of inflation trends downward.
The Labor Department has reported its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it hits consumers. It was down 0.4% from February, while the March producer prices are up 2.7% year over year. That figure is actually lower than February's mark of 3.2% and 0.6% lower than economists' projections of a jump. A day earlier, the report on the consumer price index rose, showing just a 2.4% rate of inflation last month compared to a year ago, 0.4% above the Fed's target rate of 2%, and the smallest year-over-year gain since last September. George Williams, Washington.
China fires another volley in the trade war with the U.S. Beijing says starting tomorrow, it will boost its tariffs on American goods to 125%. President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill takes a major step forward as House Republicans vote to advance work on that budget legislation. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the goal, to cut taxes as well as excessive government spending.
I want to compliment our president, President Trump, who is always engaged with us and available and accessible. He didn't have to call a single member to wrangle anybody on this thing. He allowed me the space to do what I need to do, and we got the votes together, and we reaffirmed our commitments. It's real. We want to find real savings. We have an obligation to do that.
A family of five from Spain and the pilots are dead after their New York City sightseeing helicopter plunged into the Hudson River yesterday afternoon, went into the water just off Jersey City, New Jersey. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks modestly higher. The Dow is up about 17 points. The Nasdaq ahead 51, and the S&P is trading 10 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
A Russian-American woman freed by Russia is back in the U.S. Her release, part of a prisoner swap, as Washington and Moscow look to repair their frayed diplomatic ties.
Russian authorities arrested Ksenia Karolina in a Ural Mountain city back in February of 2024. Authorities convicted the ballerina of treason on charges stemming from her donation of about $52 to a pro-Ukraine charity. But U.S. officials have called this case, quote, absolutely ludicrous, unquote. Karolina became one among a growing number of Americans arrested in Russia in recent years amid tensions over the war in Ukraine.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Britain announcing a surge of military support for Ukraine as the war-ravaged country's Western backers gather at NATO headquarters to drum up weapons and ammo. Britain says more than $580 million will be spent as part of a joint effort between the UK and Norway. News and analysis, townhall.com. Well, this year's official White House Christmas ornament is a little different.
It honors more than 150 years of culinary diplomacy practiced at state dinners. The White House Historical Association revealed the design Thursday. The ornament features the Reagan administration's red china plate on one side and the Clinton administration's gold-rimmed china on the other. The ornament typically honors a president. Last year's was a tribute to Jimmy Carter. Association President Stuart McLaurin says sometimes the ornament is used to highlight an important White House anniversary or occasion. Keith Peters, Washington.
A British military veteran, Prince Harry, is visited with war-wounded soldiers in Ukraine. It's part of his ongoing work with those wounded in battle. The Duke of Sussex stopped by the Superhuman Center, an orthopedic clinic that treats and rehabilitates those who are wounded in war. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Linda. And it is the 11th of April, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina's at the helm and Susan Eastman's on the line. Good morning, Susan.
From Stiefel Investments, our vice president. I bet you've got much to talk about with our stock market. What's happening on Wall Street, Susan Eastman?
Well, major averages are trying to settle down today after a week of turmoil. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 217 points at 39,372. The S&P 500 is off 25 points at 5,243. The Nasdaq Composite is up 4 points at 16,391. Active stocks this morning, NVIDIA up $1.41 at $108.87. Intel positive $1.24 at $18.63 per share. Recursion Pharmaceuticals up 85 cents at $5.36. And Tesla down $4.81, trading at $247.33. Over in the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is price yield 4.556%. Commodity prices are higher. Gold is at $43 an ounce at $3,230. Silver positive 75 cents at $31.79 per ounce. And crude oil is flat at 60, which should mean lower prices at the gas pump. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Stiefel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, you're not getting away that easy.
Oh, no. No, everything's, you know, it's ending in a positive way. So far, it trades various ways all day.
Yeah, and, you know, the
and
other
we
thing
had that whipsaw on, I think, Tuesday.
Yeah, well, you know, the other thing, too, look at the stock market's still 39,000. I mean, I mean, there's still a lot of money back there, you know, that people can make in there in investments, so.
It's a very large audience of stock traders.
And investors.
We invest over here. We're not day traders.
and Susan, we really appreciate it because I can just only imagine that as you're managing portfolios of, you know, our people's portfolios, that you must, you know, the phone's ringing off the hook and you're just, you know, you're looking at the big picture and it's almost like you're the surgeon. You know, you just have got to just calm everybody during the operation.
You have to still smile no matter what.
Well, you have a wonderful...
Because it's just a moment.
Exactly.
It is. It's a snapshot. Well, have a wonderful weekend, Susan.
Thank you. You too.
And that's Susan Eastman, Vice President of Investments at Stiefel. And you spell it S-T-I-F-E-L. She is located on Park Marina Drive, and you can get a hold of her at 530-244-7199. That's Susan Eastman at Stiefel Investments.
And our guests today are from Gorman Law Practice at GormanLaw.com is Jill Gorman. And you brought with you your guest and somebody that's in your office, Yvette Prestridge.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Patrick is on. I think either texted me or left me a message that he's on the phone today or something.
He's in a quick deposition.
Well, that's okay. We appreciate that attorneys are busy working and you guys are all a team. So we're here again with Gorman Law. Let's just start with Jill.
Okay.
What would you say with everything that's happening with our floppy, flippy, whatever, kind of chaotic, if you will, and calm up notes of what we're going through here in our beautiful United States. What has transpired that's different for in the law practice in the past 30 days, let's say?
Oh. That's a hard one.
Because are people more volatile?
More emotional?
Yeah, that's
perhaps.
All I'm saying. That, you know, maybe more accident.
You have to read through.
Yes,
the circle that came through.
There's a little bit of a roundabout there, but yeah.
Yes, I think there is more tension, and which is understandable. Things are changing and nobody knows what it's going to be like. And, yeah, it's stressful for anybody. And if you're injured and you have, you know, tighter funds, it's even scarier. So,
You know, the you and Patrick built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento, and through a lot of hard work. And the, you know, and the fact is that every time you turn around, there's something else. You know, there's another law. Mm-hmm. There's another, you know,
it's,
fee.
It's a lie.
There's,
constantly changing.
Yeah, it's constantly changing.
And growing.
And growing.
The law, I mean.
Yeah. The law, yeah. And trying to, and I understand what Linda was saying, but because since the election, there's been a lot of turmoil and unrest. Mm-hmm. Can that cause more, you know, people are stressed at work and all that kind of thing?
Oh, I mean, yes, it can. Of course, unless you were in politics, I don't know that would be a work injury, but stress can make you more susceptible to just being physically injured. I mean, you know, your body, it's all connected, so.
Or driving distracted, mm-hmm. or working and you're doing construction and something happens and you just, you're elsewhere because there's more stress on the family and yourself. I don't know, what say you, I bet?
Yeah. Well, I agree with her. I mean, I think it would make people more irritable because of all the stress, mm-hmm. and all the situations and the uncertainty of not knowing what's happening. So that would make people, you know, if they have an injury, they're going to be more, less understanding. They're going to want things more right away. So it will create more of a stress environment.
Yeah, and it puts stress on you all because, you know,
patients.
They're hurt.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, I mean, because of workers' comp, I mean, somebody, you know, uses the term toxic workplace.
Which we do not have in our office.
No, we're
I'm
really
proud
lucky.
To say
I can feel it.
Good bosses.
Well, no.
I feel it.
But you know, you hear that every so often, and when you look at the outside stress,
and then
it just kind of, you know, I'm not talking about people lifting things and could be hurt that way. I'm talking about people working together. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, people are angry out there.
I'm really happy. True. I've never been in a situation where. I mean, our environment at work is amazing. It's like everybody gets along. Everybody works together. It's a team. It's calm.
That's magic, by the way. That's when that happens.
Well,
yeah.
And it's important, at least for a business like ours, is you have to be, we have to work together and
you're
be
a team.
Supportive and care about each other so that we can be as good as we can be for our clients who are going through sometimes the hardest time in their lives.
Well, we used an analogy before about a surgeon and and so you are the team, the surgical team, in order for the best operation outcome. Dr. Pat. Dr. Pat had a last-minute surgery and emergency, and he's in a last-minute deposition because this is what happens. You're on call. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the code.
Yeah.
That's it, Carla. You were saying something, and I came in. I just had to finish my analogy with the doctor.
Well, no, you've got to be calm. Mm-hmm. And if you're calm, it helps on the other end. If you're stressed and you know, wound up, it's not going to be a good result. So that's good. So you've got to keep, you know, your work relationship in here. But I was just, you know, thinking about, you know, because people are, they're stressed. They don't know, you know, people don't know what's going on, their stress level, mm-hmm. or they don't, you know, they don't understand the end results or something. The stress level goes up. Mm-hmm. So something small that ordinarily they would have ignored all of a sudden becomes the biggest thing.
Yeah, it can really set you off. And
I can't work here. It's toxic. Well, it was the same way, you know, 4 months ago, but it wasn't toxic. Yeah.
We didn't get a chance to read the weather. I just want to do that before we take our break.
Oh, yeah, do that before we take the break, and then we do our drawing for the tickets.
Well, it's currently 60 degrees outside if you're poking your head out. Cloudy skies with a high of 77 today. Looks like there could be a slight chance of showers, not really. Kind of clearing up, though, and tonight overnight lows will be about 50. Now, tomorrow we do have some wind. It looks like Saturday calls for a high of 78. Wind gusts up to maybe 21 miles per hour. Later in the evening, gusts up to 22. And on Sunday, those go up to 25. So we're going to have a breezy day on Sunday with our temperatures around 83. Warm and breezy Sunday night with our temperatures around 54. Now, as Monday progresses, we're back at 85 on Monday.
All right.
87
I'm taking
on Wednesday.
The day off. I'm taking Wednesday off. I was going to take Tuesday off when it was 85.
Okay.
Now I'm taking Wednesday off when it's 87.
You go right ahead.
I'm going to lay there.
All right. You lay in the sun.
Oh,
I'm not going to lay in the sun.
Anyway, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out in Anderson. For all your gas and propane needs, 365-3793. It's a veteran-owned business where they give senior and veteran discounts. Now, we do have to take a break. We're here with Gorman Law. And after we come back from our break, we're going to be naming your name and drawing three winners. So stand by, and you could win those different nights to the Red Bluff Roundup happening next week. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio streaming on KCNR1460.com, Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda. But we'll be right back.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. It seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Daryl Worley, Mark Wills are coming to Wind River Resort and Casino on April 18th. You won't want to miss Daryl Worley performing his top hit, I Miss My Friend. Alongside Mark Wills singing 19-something. One night, two performers. Tickets starting at just $50. Must be 21 to attend. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, we drew the names during the break, and Linda, you do exactly what you want.
Well, we had our guests draw them, and we have like a silver basket, and we drew them, so we have to go in order, because the first person that we're going to mention that won gets the choice of either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and that winner is Seth Overton. So, Seth, we're going to be calling you after the show and figure what night you want. The other second person that won is Janet Stone. Your name was drawn by our wonderful guests in the studio. So you're going to get second choice, sorry. And then the other, there's no really second, they're all fabulous nights, is Ken Hudson.
And Ken, you're going to get the third one.
Yeah.
So but it means you're going to go either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. We don't know, but we're going to find out after we talk to Seth, then Janet, then we're going to give you a call. So,
congratulations.
But all of you have won, and thank you so much for entering our contest.
Two tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. So that's fantastic, guys.
Okay, we are here with Gorman Law Practice and Jill Gorman and Yvette Prestridge. And Yvette, what do you do? What's your mission down there?
Well, I process the mail. So whatever comes in via fax or even email and snail mail, I'm the one that opens up the mail and sees what, you know, if it's a QME, if it's a medical record, if it's a lawyer wanting to discuss settlement, and then just give it to the right people that need to handle whatever they have to do.
It's really important part of the, if not the most important, is the communication to make sure that it happens. Mm-hmm. It gets, and it's what marked and timed and came in and looked at and, right?
Yes, very. Mm-hmm. And she's perfect. Like, so detail oriented. Sometimes I'm like, I didn't even know that she did this. This is so great.
Okay. So, in other words, Patrick's going to have to watch out. They're just going to go in there and say, Patrick, just sign this.
Well, I'm not quite like that. But it is a job that a lot of people might find boring and tedious and everything. But I enjoy it. I like to say, oh, this goes over here. This goes over there. And he needs to see this. He needs to, you know.
You're orderly. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Orderly
and,
is fantastic.
And you're orderly and you know where everything has to go. Mm-hmm. And say, well, this is something he needs to get right now, but he can wait, you know, to the end of day for this one because, yeah.
Yes, especially what they call a DOR. It's like they're going to make a hearing, so then he really needs to get on that. He only has, like, I think 10 days to get on that. So, yeah.
Do you get several of those? Now, do those come in through computer or are they snail mail?
They do both, but I see them a lot through the mail, and so as soon as I get those, I definitely give those to Pat right away.
Are they red flagged?
They're not.
Oh, okay.
But I just know what they are.
Okay, okay.
So I wish they were.
Well, I'm just curious if you put a little red flag on it, say these are like.
I put it right on his computer keyboard so he knows.
Okay, this is what we have to do. Okay, so this is what we talk about, that kind of like when you start to do the dance with your staff, and it's, you don't even have to talk, you know, and that's again the orderly and how things work, and then you start to get into a rhythm, which is really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another question I have about, because I'm trying to see that, so when things are coming in and you can prove that you've read it, do you then have do you do like a log over here, your own personal log? I'm just trying to get like your dance.
Well, I stamp everything so I know exactly the day that I got it. So we stamp it. And then in the program that we use, Maris, there is an activity history that logs it for you anyway. So if you did want to see what you did on what day, you can just go to the
activity. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that program, it is amazing. We keep learning new things, how to find things. We're like, I didn't know this program can do this.
called what's
Maris.
Maris.
All
right, cool.
Yeah,
so you can look back on April 5th. We got this, but I can prove it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Because you stamp it.
And you stamp it, yes.
You stamp it, time stamp it. Yeah. Okay. I know how busy you all are down there, and it just constantly keeps up. What are the, is there a trend that you see there?
As far as busyness and excitement, it seems like once the kids are in school, people start noticing you know, physical symptoms or whatever it is. They notice their case isn't moving along faster. So that's a time when new people kind of picks up, or, you know, kids come back to school after winter break or after summer break. Just seems like there's more activity during those times.
They've got time. Maybe mm-hmm. it's a time thing.
Well, I'm sure time. Yeah. That's something
that it's been bothering or been nagging them. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes it just happens. You know that it might. You know, yeah, but it goes away. But then, gosh, now it's 2 or 3 days a week. My knee is, you know, sore, mm-hmm. and then some more time goes around, and then when it hits that one, it just hits that certain time. You go. I can't, you know, I need to get this fixed. Yeah, mm-hmm. I need to get this fixed. And it's, you know, and maybe over the summer there's more activity and stuff, and then, it's in, you know, and then you realize, well, that pain's not going away.
Yeah, and, I mean, not everybody has children, but they are a distraction. And then, you know, just life, a lot of people are on trips during the summer, and just mm-hmm. the pace just slows down. And so, yeah, that's a trend that I've noticed.
So, Yvette, you've got all of the you do all of the mail,
all the
correspondence that comes in, mm-hmm. and how many pieces of correspondence do you get? Would you say a day or a week?
I've never counted. I should count.
Maybe a million.
it seems like it. But we have these two bags, and they'll get filled up, and that's not including the boxes, because when we get new clients, they send you all the client's medical and notices and everything. So you can get like a box that's just full of all the documents. So
it's like a regular document box.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. do you, when you come in and say you get the that case file mm-hmm. with all that stuff, now mm-hmm. do you have somebody else in there that handles mm-hmm. the filing?
Well, the system we use, it's a case management system that kind of, I mean, the way we label it, it's uh-huh. filed.
Right.
Once it's in the person's case, it's filed, and mm-hmm. there's different ways to search for it. Just, you know.
Okay, so
you can tag it if it's a medical, if it's a pleading, if it's a med legal, if it's a notice, or just correspondence, you can tag it.
So if somebody's got a medical case, it wouldn't all be in that one piece of, you know, mm-hmm. at one file. It could be because it comes under different things, mm-hmm. so it's marked in different ways.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And cross-marked. Mm-hmm. That just makes sense.
But
keeping track of it. So who does that? Who keeps track of all that?
Well, the program, I think, keeps track of it. But if you tag it right, then it makes it easy for whoever needs to access it to go straight to it instead of having to go through all that.
Yeah, because I'll come in there looking for a contract. Mm-hmm. And if Sue's done the contracts, they're in there. If I've done the contract, I have to go back on my computer and print it. Because I don't, you know, maybe sometimes I don't hand the contracts over. And sometimes it's just handshakes that we do.
Well, and obviously lawyers have to keep everything.
And
then when he would go to court, you know, before this case management system, he would have to bring like this little trolley with the files.
We've seen that. They're carrying a little wagon behind him.
Now he just brings the iPad and everything's in. He just has to remember his password to be able to access what he needs.
With Patrick, do you have to help him with his password? Do you write it on his hand?
Yeah.
Like you do like a little kid?
We tattooed
Eat your lunch today.
And every time we change it, we have to cross out the tattoo.
There it is. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's got a tattoo down like this, because it looks like just his passwords over the last 3 years.
Yeah, he got, you know, the cat tattoo to cover up a bunch of old passwords.
We're here with Jill Gorman. I hope you're listening, Pat.
Not kidding about the
you
tattoo.
Are being savaged right now. You know what? He's going to say, I didn't realize I was in a toxic workplace until right now. And Yvette Prestridge, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Okay, I'll get this straight in a minute. We've been saying it for 15 years. The only place I've gone to get a haircut since I've lived here in Reading. It's a great place. It was founded in 1960. Been in the same location since 1967. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. And you get a great haircut. You can make an appointment, and that's the way I roll, is I give them a call at 530-244-9478. make an appointment so it works on my schedule, go down and get a great haircut and take off. It is a fine place, and it is a great barbershop, and it is man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, and we'll be right back with Gorman Law.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year is going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, amazing unique vendors, and tons of chances for you to win with a poker walk and raffle city throughout the day. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com. Okay, to recap, Cool April Nights starts on Friday, the 18th. Goes for the next 10 days through April 27th, with the big cruise happening on Friday the 25th and the biggest show and shine of them all on April 26th. We'll see you cruising this April.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit Valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit Valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International 31st Annual Banquet will be Saturday, April 26th at the Wind River Events Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m. There will be games, live and silent auctions, and drawings, which will include over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies. We look forward to a fun evening in support of the world's largest wildlife conservation organization. To purchase tickets, go to scireading.org. That's scireading.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com. Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 8:35 in the morning here on Friday, the 11th of April. Gosh, let me see, 58 degrees out there. May get some rain today, may not. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, Linda's little home away from home.
Yes, absolutely. Four Winds Jewelry voted best in the North State for all your jewelry needs. You know, when you take your stuff to a jeweler, you would hope that you can trust the fact that they're going to, if you drop off a ring, the same stones are going to be back in the ring when you get them back. Things are going to be handled gently and respected. And these owners and operators for Four Winds Jewelry are just great. That's why they've been voted best in the North State. And they have the only watch repairman in all ever. So a lot of other jewelers will come to Four Winds Jewelry in order to, you know, get some of their stuff fixed. And they also have estate and wonderful Native American jewelry. That's Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. I know it by heart.
You should. It's one of your destinations in your car. Where are you going? Oh, Four Winds Jewelry. And it takes you right there. Hey, we're with Gorman Law. And out of Palisadro Workers' Compensation, the largest one north of Sacramento. It didn't start that way 4 or 5 years ago, but here it is. Yeah. And we're here with Jill Gorman and Yvette Prestridge. And Yvette is the one that makes things, things hit her first. And then she, all the correspondence comes to her first, and then she sends it out along its many merry ways there. And Jill, you...
I don't know.
How long? Jill, you and Patrick been together a long time.
Yes.
And, I mean, Patrick is a veteran of the, 101st Air Assault. Then he became a law enforcement. And so where did you two kind
I
of
met meet? Him in sixth grade.
Sixth grade, or, that's okay.
I met him in fifth grade, but.
Does he deny that? No, he says, no, it was sixth grade.
Yeah. He was my boyfriend in sixth grade, but I had met him a year before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
so you've been boyfriend and girlfriend?
Well, not the whole time,
yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
He was, and then he moved away, and then
how dare
we mm-hmm. ran into each other, and then got married
and rekindled.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool. And so, hadn't gone through law
no,
school then?
No.
Or anything
I found him, he was unemployed, and I said, you would make a great attorney. Get to work.
When you found him.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, he was laying there on the side of the road.
He was
picking tin cans out of the trash. And, you know, I mean, there he was, kind of wandering, long hair, kind of tear in his eye, and you found him.
Right.
Said, you need a job. Go to law. Go to law school.
But he comes off very confident, and that's an important quality for
yes.
a lawyer. And he's really smart, and just
he is really smart.
Can recall mm-hmm. things just. You know,
and when y'all went on your vacation, I remember this on your cruise to Hawaii. He said, "Yep, about 7 days into that, I was ready to come home."
Yeah, I mean, we all were.
Is that all? Now, was that on a? You took a ship over
we,
to?
I'm afraid to fly.
Yeah,
it's like a disability, and so I thought, oh well, if we just take a cruise to Hawaii, that would be great. But it turns out there's nothing to do for. Probably half the cruise, and I get seasick, and it was just really, it was a long cruise, and the kids were bored. I think my grandfather and his wife were bored. We were bored.
And when grandparents get bored,
yeah,
got to be.
Yeah.
So you would not recommend a 2-week cruise
I mean, if you love cruising and you
yeah.
like the food, I can't palate the food either. It all tastes like cornbread. So,
oh my gosh!
For 2 weeks, I love cornbread, but not that much.
You would. You would like to go on a cruise. You know what?
Cruise line did you do?
Well, we went on a cruise, another one like that was a week, and that was great.
Oh, yeah.
Loved that. There was, you know, stops, though. There's no stops between San Francisco and Hawaii.
Well,
can't get off the boat.
No. Yeah,
there could be if you throw somebody off.
Right. And that's true. That's we didn't think of that.
You know what? If somebody said to me, I'm going to put you on a ship, and there's food and booze, and you have movies and that kind of stuff, and for a week you don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm. You think you could handle it?
Probably could.
Really?
Yep, probably could.
Because, I mean, if you just lay by the pool and, like you said, if there's booze, you just relax.
Hey, sit there, read.
Sit there and see how many little umbrellas you can collect in a week. You know,
the, Latin music and then you can do
it. Yeah, I like that. Dancing at night. Yeah, you know, if I have... You know, I don't want anything to drink unless it has an umbrella in it. So it's got like 8,000 calories in it. So you're drinking, you know, mango daiquiris.
Mm-hmm. All I can say is the entertainers did not do their work. They should have been like...
We should have gone to more shows. I think we only went to like one or two shows went to a dolphin education hour, which...
Okay.
A dolphin education hour.
Right.
Okay, so, we were talking about Patrick, but it sounds to me, Jill, like you're just kind of like, you're kind of high speed, too.
Yeah, I think we're hyper, because we're constantly working on the yard or whatever. Yeah. There's not a lot of laying in the sun or
reading.
That's and they have a nice pool.
And they have a nice pool.
That we never swim in. I don't think I've been in that pool in years.
We have.
But a vet's been in it several times, and it just lays out there in the sun while you two are doing the yard work.
Yeah. We'll have like barbecues and pool parties and at their house, and it's wonderful. We love it. We enjoy it.
That's great. Yeah. Well, it's part of keeping your staff happy. I
mean, they're fun.
Yeah. I imagine it could be dangerous out there. Going back to the work here of Gorman Law, I know that Patrick is totally focused on this. And when we say that you're going to talk to him when people are calling, that's absolutely the truth. You're not going to talk to a paralegal or somebody else. I mean, maybe the initial phone call, but you're going to be talking to the man.
Right. Yeah. And he's, you know, he's doing the legal work. He's making the plan. And so, you know, he formulates the plan with the applicant
with the client,
the injured person. And so, you're not getting passed off to a paralegal. I mean, we do paperwork, but he's telling us what to do.
Yeah.
You know, and
you got to have the support documents.
And it's like the very important things that you really need to know or he needs to discuss with you, because there are the ones that want to just talk to him all the time, but then he would not get the work done if he's just talking. So when he talks to you, it's because this is really important. This means what are you going to do? And it's the best for your case. And that's when he really...
The best for your case. And one of the things he has said, you know, since the beginning, you all been on, a couple years now, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And just love having you all on. The fact is he's gonna tell you the truth. And part of that could be something you don't want to hear, like, you don't need a lawyer right now. And if I could get involved, but it's going to set this whole thing back. It's taking time, but it's moving the way it should be. Mm-hmm. I think that's very refreshing for somebody that needs help to know that, okay, it's taking time, but it is happening.
Yeah, it's a slow process, even when it's going perfectly. So, so if he were to take on a case where they don't need an attorney, it will slow it down. And he also wants to dedicate his time to people that really need help and complicated
it's
cases.
It's integrity, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to take a case to just, when you don't need it because, I don't roll that way.
Right. So, and he likes to be challenged and learn. He constantly is learning. I mean, he's so stinking smart. It's disturbing.
He is pretty smart.
I mean, there's so many variables in every case, of course, but
and he talks fast because his brain works fast.
Yes.
Do you have to tell him to slow down?
We do.
Yes. I do that with Christina. She comes in and starts talking to me, and I hold my hand up, and I go, okay, start right after Mr. Carl.
Every morning.
And she starts, and I go, start again after Mr. Carl. slower and speak louder. And so she does that.
Well, at 6 a.m. in the morning, please understand me right. I just wake up, and is English my second language.
Could be your third language. So, okay. Well, English is my second language. So, Southern's my first. Okay. All right, we have to take a quick break, and I'm here with Gorman Law and Jill and Yvette and having a good time. Hey, Patrick, eat your heart out. We'll be right back.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
The thrill of cage fights returns to Wind River Resort and Casino. On Saturday, April 12th, Hard Fought Productions brings you an action-packed night of amateur brawl-entitled MMA fights. Tickets for this extreme event start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 pre-slot play. Must be 21 to attend this adrenaline-filled event. Tickets for this event sell out fast. Get yours today. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Friday, the last segment, we've made it to here, and I'm giving it back to you in a second. Can I finish this?
Please.
I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, Linda.
I was just going to say congratulations once again to Seth Overton, Janet Stone, and Ked Hudson. We will be calling you right after the show for the Red Bluff Round tickets. And also, before we go much further, one more applause and thank you to Christina. I know it's a teary day. This is her last day, and she's going to be going on to bigger things in Portland / Texas. Yeah, she's going to fly like a little birdie onto another media, brand new startup media company as a production assistant. So congratulations. We're so proud of you.
And we will delay ICE if they come in here.
You're never going to happen because she's an American citizen.
That's right. You know, I've won money off this saying if you can get within 1,000 miles of where she was born, and they, you know, listen to her and they, you know, parts of Ukraine and all this, they guess, and she was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And then her parents took her back to Ukraine when you were what, 3 or 4? Yeah. Okay. All right. So, hey, Patrick Gorman showed up, so we have to stop talking about him.
Mustache is fierce.
Okay, he's getting turned on. Yeah. Turned on.
Fifth mic. Not yet.
Not yet. It's not turned on.
Hold on.
How about now?
Good?
You got
there.
We go.
I just wanted to compliment your mustache. It is ferocious.
It's just started. You know, it's my rodeo stash, and it.
Yep, your rodeo stash.
My rodeo stash. You know, when I have guests and they look down at a table and they point, I'm going, what's going on? And then I realize Buford has worked his way through the house.
Yes.
Buford's in the house. We were just talking about you, and your wife is saying such nice things, how she found you in a ditch. You didn't have a job. And, no.
He put words in my mouth.
Well,
no ditch was mentioned.
There's a gentleman.
I mentioned the ditch.
He mentioned
okay.
You were very smart, like scary smart.
And we all agreed to that.
And you can remember anything.
You're scary smart.
When we first started dating, I was moving a mattress, and it was in the back of a Suburban, my mom's Suburban, and this guy liked her. He's all, does he live in the car? You know, she kind of like bad about me. And anyways, I almost was, I think. I was an unemployed stockbroker when we first got together, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I said, no, he doesn't live in the car, even though he could have.
He lives with his mother.
Hey, we were talking about trends, and Jill said that you're seeing things when the summer's over. Things start picking up because.
Oh, man, everybody's kinda, back.
Yeah. And that, my thoughts on that is that, you know, you got a bad knee, but it's not bad all the time. And it's just over a period of time. You know, and maybe the summer slowed down because of for whatever reason, and then you pick it back up, maybe work slowed or whatever. And then you reach that point where it's like, you know what, this is almost every day. I got to have this thing like that.
I think it's not so much the new injuries that are claimed. It's more of the cases we have. Like, everybody's on fire wanting things to be done yesterday, even though nobody could reach it for the last 3 months because it was summer. But we do see a lot more injuries towards the end of summer up here because so many jobs, the labor jobs, are seasonal. And towards, you know, October, your body's just done. If you're 25 years into running a skidder and on 299 and that last season, you're going to make it to the end of the season because you're going to, it's just who you are, right? It's your identity. You're not going to bail out on a season, but at the end of that season, you know, it's like the fifth time you said, I don't know if I'm going to come back. And it's actually the time you don't come back.
Okay. I can see that. Because wear and tear over that season is like Cal Fire when they're fighting fires for 6-7 months. Yeah. At the end of that eighth month, it's kind of like, I'm finished.
And they don't blow out a knee in May. They blow out a knee in July or August. Absolutely.
Yeah. Rodeo performers, and that's why we have so many of the world champions appear at Red Bluff Roundup and to Reading Rodeo. We're early in the year. You get toward August and September. The pool of riders has diminished because of injuries, and they're just worn out.
The only time I would make it late in the season if I didn't start until late in the season. I don't think I could take like one kick off a bull. Not at my age. I'd just shatter.
Well, at our age, yeah.
Well, I mean, you hear him hit the ground, you're like, how is this person breathing?
You don't bounce like you used to.
No,
you know,
you don't bounce at all.
You know, and you see some of these where they go up in the air and they're spun around and they hit the ground and the bull comes over and lays his head on them. Yeah, you know, A lot of them, though, they do. They come spinning, they hit the ground, they're up and running.
They bounce up like a young man.
So, what would you, and we've learned that Yvette is the one that runs the office.
Oh, she's awesome.
Because everything comes to her. I'm just kidding.
She is methodical and excellent.
She lays by your pool when she could be working.
We talked about your pool
because.
We'll do one soon, yeah.
There is no downtime for the Gorman.
Well, we got yelled at by somebody because we were having a baby shower for one of the girls, and I'm like, like, we're going to have a baby shower for the girls. They do so much. I wish people understood how much they do, because a lot of people think that they're just like a gatekeeper or something. And I mean, like, I'm doing legal work. These girls are doing so much stuff. And I mean, they make everything run, and they make things run smooth, and they're there to help. And sometimes people call, and they're not the nicest to the girls, because I don't know why. They just aren't. They're frustrated. They're stressed out, and they vent on them. And it's just like, those girls will go to the mat for you if you're nice to them. You know, just be nice to the attorneys that are mean to their staff. Everybody knows, and nobody respects them. The same thing, clients, be nice. Anytime you're calling a doctor's office, any office, you always treat the staff with respect, no matter how frustrated you are, because they're just there trying to help. And if there's anything they can do to help you, they will, unless you're rude.
Well, that's it. And no offense to anybody, but if you're, it's kind of like being angry at your server. If your food is coming late or doesn't quite taste, it's not your server's fault.
Yeah.
You know what? And the other thing is, you never piss off your server who could do things to your food.
You don't do things to people's food.
But I mean, so the staff in the office, they're trying hard, and you don't know what kind of day they've had. And then I have found myself, if I'm getting frustrated, they start getting frustrated, and that you have to really dial it down. And when you dial it back, they're fine. But if you are polite to the people who are trying to help you, they will bend over backwards. Yeah. So.
And anybody, a lot of attorneys have never worked at a bad job before they became attorneys. They just went to school and became an attorney, and they've never had they never worked at Target or at a fast food joint, or you've never been yelled at by a boss and shouldn't be the boss. You know, it's like, I think everybody should experience that before they're in charge of people.
I think everybody should be in the military before you become commander in chief.
I don't know. We got to lower the standards then, sir. I think that maybe we should have like a Peace Corps or something for those.
Yeah,
if you can't lower the standards too much.
We have Peace Corps and then we have the War Department.
Yeah.
So, hey. But that's just me, and I can have that thought. Okay. We're so happy.
I can't believe I made it in here. There was a deposition of a doctor. There were, sometimes doctors' opinions, it's really consequential. And so attorneys will set a doctor's deposition to get answers because it's easier than getting it in a report and stuff. And so they ask their questions, and I have to clean stuff up and ask my own questions. And we try to do it within an hour. So we got it done.
That's not bad. Yeah. You didn't have to race up here.
I was doing it in the car. Sometimes doctors don't like being asked questions.
You mean he was sitting out here in the car doing all
that? Well,
I
didn't think it was going to be.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know you were here.
I was practicing law right there on the curb.
Yeah.
Hey, is that like the Lincoln lawyer?
I'm not as handsome as McConaughey. I don't know.
There was a series you got to see. It's great.
I want to grow my hair and become your private investigator. Ride my Harley around. What would you tell somebody that has been injured for work? We only got like a minute.
Okay.
If they've been injured at work, what should they be doing?
You need to start thinking about what you're going to do right away. You're going to need to start thinking about what you're going to do if you cannot return to work, and you need to start planning for that plan B so that you're not 2 years in of delayed treatment trying to answer that question when your payments are about to run out. So you have to have a plan B. And if you're in a physical job, you need to start making a plan B anyways, because at some point, there's a good chance your body gives out. All right? So there's that. If you're going to hire a lawyer, think about it. Don't hire the first one that answers the phone necessarily. Talk to a couple. You don't know who you're hiring. It's like we were talking. If you hire a bad lawyer and you fire him, a good lawyer is not going to take your case. Because they're going to have to fix everything that lawyer did. And then they're going to have to deal with that lawyer that's putting the fees. That lawyer's going to be a pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they're doing twice as much work, making half as much money, and they've got a pain in the butt. And they might want to help you all they can, but it's going to take all that time away from their current clients. So you're not going to be able to replace a bad attorney with a good attorney usually.
Well, next month, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
How do you shop for an attorney?
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, in your opinion, because I totally agree with you. It's like, how do you shop for a doctor?
Or, like we talked about this, like a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just take the first realtor's advice.
Yeah.
You do two to three people. You gather your information, and then you kind of go with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be the best scenario?
Yeah.
Well, we have to run. Thanks so much, Patrick and Jill and Yvette, for coming in today.
Thank you.
And everybody have a wonderful weekend. We're going to be down at the Backcountry Horseman's Rendezvous this weekend. I'll be back Monday morning. Have a great weekend, and God bless America.
And I won't back down. Hey,
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.